Hey folks, this is Mark of Manager Tools. We've got a special treat for you this week and next week on Manager Tools. Recently, Mike and I recorded an executive tools podcast called The Black Widow Mistake. I happened to mention it to a few people in the Manager Tools community. They were immediately very interested. And Mike and Sarah and I quickly realized that, in fact, it had implications for managers as well. And we thought we'd release it to you as a special edition of Manager Tools. And perhaps some of you will realize that you're probably at a point in your career where you ought to start thinking about getting an executive tools license. So here it is, The Black Widow Mistake. It's a two-parter. Enjoy.
Welcome to Executive Tools, The Black Widow Mistake, Part 1. This cast answers these questions. What is a black widow mistake for executives and aspiring executives? Where should I focus my learning as an executive? How can I use AI to facilitate my learning? Well, if you want to answer these questions and more, keep listening. Here we go.
With Q4 quickly approaching, now is the time to plan. Manager Tools is here to support your organization's training needs, and we recommend reaching out to Maggie as soon as possible to discuss availability and option. We offer proven guidance across a range of topics, including managerial training, professional communications, hiring, interviewing, senior development, executive strategy. When you're preparing managers or enhancing professional communication, whether you're aligning senior leadership or asking your managers for more, we have tailored programs to support you at every level. Contact us at customerservice@manager-tools.com.
Okay, Mark, you got my curiosity. Now this is, folks, okay, we have—
Oh yeah, I got you.
We have show notes, but I'm just gonna introduce this as if I don't know the answer, because when I read the show notes, I did not know the answer. And my first question was like, black widow mistake? One, you got to tell me what that is. And secondly, is that your term? Did you make that up? Or did
I made it up?
Is that totally a well-known thing? Because if it's a well-known thing, I was I'm stupid.
Not a well-known thing.
Okay.
But it will be a well-known thing soon enough.
Okay. I'll let you tell people what it is, but I think it's genius. It's great.
Yeah. And it's actually come out of my executive coaching. I have noticed that people are asking me at the mid-level of their career. So they're a director, senior director. In some cases, I've got even a couple of senior managers, but directors, VPs, and so on. And their focus, their developmental focus, their learning, how they see themselves progressing is all internal and linear and essentially an extension of what they've already done. They're just extending the vector, you know, upwards in the organization. And it kind of surprised me. Now, some of my surprise I come by ungenuinely, in the sense that after a few years at Procter & Gamble and in the Army, I left and I've run my own companies ever since. And in doing so, you know, as I tell potential founders all the time, look, I don't care how technical you are. If you're starting a technology product company, you're in sales. Right? If you don't sell your product, you have a hobby. And the word hobby, by the way, really upsets them. This is not a hobby. It's going to be a business. I said, well, we need customers and revenue for it to be a business. And the moment you have that responsibility, you start learning about the outside world. But unfortunately, corporations are pretty good at sort of specializing, let's call it the technical term, specialization of labor. But on the other hand, what that does is internally, people sort of get used to and get comfortable with the idea of, no, I only have to know my job. I don't have to know how the entire company works. I don't have to understand the cogs. I'm just one of the cogs, one of the gears, one of the wheels, and everybody else will do what they're supposed to do. And then layoffs happen, of course, and because you don't understand and because you haven't broadened your horizons, you're one of the ones that are laid off. So this narrowing of career focus and development, focusing on internal things, is happening at the exact same time in these people's careers when they actually should be broadening. And so I call it the Black Widow mistake, and it's named after the red angular figure eight-like markings on the abdomen of the pretty dangerous female Black Widow spider.
And it's a deadly mistake.
Yes.
See, this is your Procter & Gamble marketing experience coming. Like, black widow mistake is so good. It's great.
Let's put it this way. It can put a stop to your upward development. I'm not going to say it's not going to kill your career. you're just not going to get promoted past a certain point if all you know how to do is internal stuff.
Oh, well, that's deadly. That's failure, man.
So basically what happens is as you gain responsibilities in your career, heading towards and hopefully into executive life, your workload increases. And this causes, because of that workload increase and the vast majority of people's response to that increase, they fall prey to the Black Widow mistake. You start focusing your development inwards inside your organization when your awareness, your network, and your development should be broadening to include events, trends, relationships outside your organization. The mistake is if you picture sort of it's actually an angular hourglass formation. I got that analogy from Kreslov, my coaching client, who started me thinking about this. And in fact, I just had a coaching session with him this morning and Mike joined. So Mike could see the pretty impressive little system he's built to broaden his level of knowledge.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah. And he suggested the hourglass. But regardless, folks, if you're trying to picture this, it's kind of like a figure eight, and it's also kind of like an hourglass. But the way I draw it is one equilateral triangle with the base, say, if you're drawing it parallel to the bottom of your piece of paper, and then another identical equilateral triangle, but flipped over. Rotated around its horizontal axis so that it points downward to the top point of the triangle points downward, and they overlap slightly. And that gives you that kind of figure eight. Well, at the same time, you're starting to develop and you're focusing more on internal issues and so on. You're moving up the bottom triangle and you're becoming more internal about the organization while your responsibilities are broadening. When you have more people in your organization, there's going to be more chance you're impacted by outside forces outside of the company, market forces, customer forces, competitor forces, and so on. And what happens is people don't realize you end up at a dead end at the top of your triangle, and the other triangle you should be on is getting broader at that time, and you have nowhere to go, and your career stalls. And dude, it just came to me one day. It's just like the Black Widow. And I was like, ooh, that's a really good analogy. So what we're going to do in this cast is we're going to talk more about the mistake, and then we're going to talk about the development solution. And we actually we've made a real-time game change here in this podcast, because I was coaching Kreslov, Bobbinen, my coaching client this morning at I think what 7 a.m. And I was scheduled to talk to Mike for this recording. And as it turned out, I was so impressed with what Kreslov had done based on my guidance and how excited he was about it. Mike, by the way, he got really excited about the lily pond analogy, which we'll get to here in a little bit, that I invited Mike to come into our coaching and explain the system to Mike. And we're going to talk about Kreslov's system in addition to what we have in show notes. It'll be very extemporaneous, but we will do our best.
Okay. So what's the outline? The mistake? And then the development solution.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to talk about the mistake, and then we're going to talk about the solution. Yeah.
Okay.
And again, I'm pretty excited right now, guys, so I'm probably repeat myself, but I just want to make this super clear. The Black Widow mistake is where mid-level professionals fail to expand their self-development in concert with their changing responsibilities. Maybe not how you define your job, but your responsibilities, because as you grow vertically, as you move up vertically in an organization, your responsibilities are increasingly broadening. And too often, if you work for a bad boss who is an executive and you're a junior executive or maybe not quite an executive, that boss will make you a pair of hands rather than a trusted advisor and a That's a common, if you've never heard those two phrases together, they're a common consulting trope, if you will. A pair of hands means somebody who does what their boss tells them to do. And a trusted advisor is someone who is asked for input and is allowed to make their own decisions and so on. And as a consultant, you don't want to become a pair of hands, and you don't want to become that in an organization either. And what basically happens, and I know that we're going to hear from people in email, you know, you spend more time working, you focus on internal goals, internal metrics, and because the job is new and because you're overwhelmed, you narrow your focus. And by the way, when you're overwhelmed, narrowing your focus is generally a good thing. Yes, you need to come up for air for every once in a while, but it feels normal to focus on internal goals, internal metrics, and to be narrowing because these metrics are more difficult. Managing a larger organization means more people problems. Most managers would probably say the learning curve for me is really, really steep right now. And so I have to really, really focus and pay attention. And that focus is a narrowing. They're basically, what's happening to them is they're moving up the ladder by doing more than they did before, but with roughly the same theme of their work before. And again, that's the bottom triangle of the Black Widow spider. And development, in many cases, when I talk to people, when I have coaching clients, the discussions are all very internal. How do I get this done? What do I do about this? And I'm regularly seen as kind of throwing a curveball into the conversation when I say, well, have you thought about speaking at a conference? Have you thought about what's your, you know, give me a list of your external relationships in your industry? And I'm talking about competitors and then also customers, you know, and when I'm talking to them, that's curveball because they ask questions of me like, how am I going to get this done? How am I going to have time to handle all these new responsibilities while also managing a larger number of people? When am I going to find time to develop my people? What does my boss want? He hardly seems to talk to me, right? And when he does, it's unclear what he wants. I got to work harder on all this. And that's enough to keep you fully busy for years. So you just fall into this trap.
Yeah, but they're all internal, right? They're all internal issues.
Exactly. How to get things done inside the organization. And again, it feels normal. And because you have history with it, it feels good. But the goodness that you're feeling is essentially comfort, not effectiveness. And we've railed about comfort versus effectiveness for a long, long time here. And look, it feels good in part because you're learning. You're learning at a higher level. You're being exposed to more and so on. You're learning more about how the organization runs at higher levels. You're gaining some political skills, one hopes. You're getting better at getting things done in some cases where you don't have any authority. You're getting more efficient. And it's kind of linear. And so it feels good. It's pretty much the way your development always has been. But when you add the height in your organization, I like to joke with people, being an executive is not about how far you are from the top, because in very small companies, everybody's not very far from the top. The question is how far you are from the bottom. And as you grow in responsibilities with added height, as you climb the ladder, and hopefully we don't need to talk too much about this, but I will just say it, you become part of team one. Maybe, Mike, would you agree? I was about to say this team one is one of the 10 most important executive tools guys we have out there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, certainly.
Yeah. We've got 75 podcasts. There's times, dude, when I think we need to go to weekly on executive tools because there's just so much to put out.
Send all those emails to Mark. I know you all want it. I know you want it. I know they're just like, yes.
If I get enough emails, I'll do it. Yeah.
Okay. Let the flood begin.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I don't count multiple emails from the same person, though. Not doing that.
Okay. Folks, I'll send them an email too, guys, because I think it'd be great as well.
Yeah, you become part of team one, which is the leadership engine of the entire organization. You're no longer at the top of your organization. You're at the bottom of the top of the entire organization. I don't know how, maybe we need another analogy because I know there's some people who don't quite get it. And if you're there, if you're an executive, so therefore you're a leader, you're expected to have an understanding, not just of how things get done internally, which we expect you by now to be pretty darn good at, thank you very much, but also, what are the forces? What are the trends? What are the events? what are the emerging technologies? What are the emerging markets, for that matter, mean for the entire company? And not just for your department or your division or your group or your team. This is an expected behavior on the part of the rising professional. And it's represented in the Black Widow analogy by that inverted top triangle, that triangle that slightly intersects or overlaps with the bottom triangle. And look, companies send hints about this all the time. They send some execs to outside courses. They send them to CCL, Center for Creative Leadership, folks. That's the only one of all the competitors in the United States, at least, that we would ever recommend anybody consider other than us. Everybody else is fractured and not data-driven and probably pretty smart, but don't have a lot of experience getting things done in organizations, whereas CCL is always good. So you get sent to MBA courses, executive MBA courses, and so on. And sometimes people, mid-level executives that I talk to, Mike, are surprised that other people got sent to some of those courses and they didn't. And I said, oh, okay, that's fine. You're surprised. Although, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. If other people are going to those things, the company is differentially investing in people and it's not investing in you. I'm always amazed by that. Oh yeah, I hope to get that next year. I said, yeah, they don't just run it around every single person at your level every year, right? That's not how those programs work. And you know what? They do send hints about it, but they don't really talk about it. HR doesn't talk about it. Exec bosses really don't talk about it. You got to remember that you're long past the time. We are long past in the modern world in the 2025, long past the time when your employer was managing your career. So you cannot wait for your company to send you places where you're going to get exposure to things outside of the organization. You're going to have to do it yourself.
Right. And they don't feel responsible. If it stunts your career because they didn't train you on it or teach you it, they don't feel responsible for that.
Yeah. And think about it this way, guys. You do not focus on internal metrics all of your career and then get named chief executive and suddenly become an expert on your competition, your markets, your customers, global economics, capital markets, acquisitions, mergers, the whole thing. You're supposed to have learned how to deal with and do those things as you have been moving upwards one bite at a time. Have you been moving upwards towards and through various leadership roles, regardless of the fact that the company will not generally help you develop skills outside of those to which you'll be exposed to as part of your job? Okay. You do not want to do a cross-border acquisition for the first time when you are responsible for it. It's a really hard thing to do. It's not impossible. And if you ever go through that, ask us, and we know people who have done it. But gee whiz, this idea that I'm just going to continue focusing on this narrow stuff. And I noticed that all the executives above me, you know, she's always talking about Europe. What's the big deal in Europe? I'm in Indiana. Or she's always talking about the change in currency valuations. And somebody asked me recently about currency valuations. They said, why does it seem important to my executives? And I'm like, dude,
I shouldn't laugh. Like, if you've not been involved at that level, it's easy mistake. But you need to know, right? But
you need to know this stuff. There's something, you know, there's really big companies, particularly banks, obviously, but others as well, have currency trading operations to benefit from fluctuations in currency
prices.
Very
familiar with that.
But also because, that's right, you are from your time at Mobile, as I recall, right?
Yeah.
But in addition, if one currency is relatively stronger than others, that gives companies that trade in that currency added buying power in the market to buy competitors. Everyone always seems to think, the vast majority of individual contributors and managers and companies I know, and I'm talking frontline managers, maybe even senior managers, think that the way companies grow is only organically. Sorry to tell you, folks, you're wrong. Yes, companies do grow organically. In other words, they make more products and services and therefore they sell more. But in fact, they also grow by acquisition. And why wouldn't you want to buy, you know, if an American company is buying a British company, but the British pound has had a rebound and the American dollar is relatively weak, the company might very well call off the purchase, which they might call a merger, by the way, because it's simply too expensive. Whether they're using stock or whether they're using cash, it doesn't matter. It becomes too expensive.
Well, it's even worse. Imagine that you're in the oil business. Just going to make that up. just going to make that completely up. You're in the oil business and you're building a refinery in a foreign country, right? And that refinery costs you billions of dollars. They're not cheap,
billions.
Right? I mean, yeah, they're not cheap to build. And the currency, and you're building it in the foreign country using currency of the foreign country.
Yeah.
And then,
which you have to buy at a premium.
The currency moves in the wrong direction. And that $1 billion investment is now a $1.5 billion investment, right? And these are long-term things, right? So,
which you never approved, which you would not have approved.
Which you would not have approved, right? The margins would not be enough, right? So, people hedge they hedge those things, right? So there's companies take actions to hedge their investments. But that's why foreign currency is so important. We would make or lose millions, tens of millions of dollars in a single day based upon a currency fluctuation, right? So
yeah.
Boston, we're headed your way. We're hosting an EMC and ECC in Boston September 9th and 10th. 2 days, effective management, effective communications. If you're in the area or one hop from Boston Logan, it's an opportunity for you to learn the next steps to being a more effective professional. Better management, better communication, and other professionals in the area. Sign up at manager-tools.com/training.
Okay, so hopefully we've made our point. Too many mid-level executives fall afoul of the Black Widow mistake. They develop themselves internally and have essentially missed the criticality of the state change that happens when you become an executive or an aspiring executive, and where you got to go from internal to external, from company to market, and from internal budgets to economics. And as I think I alluded to earlier, and when their career stalls, they probably don't understand why, and they're probably not told why. And they probably figure it out after they get passed over for a couple of promotions and they figure, well, I better go somewhere else. And in many cases, they would go to a smaller company because a big middle-level manager going to a smaller company probably can finagle him or herself a promotion out of that because they want you to bring the big company systems and processes to their small company. And sometimes when I say that on podcasts, people say, why would I want big company systems and processes in my small company? And I say, because all small companies want to be big. And the response is, no, mine doesn't. I said, I would beg to differ, but hey, that's just me. And if you're going to focus yourself internally, you're essentially turning yourself away from the outside of the organization. And also you're taking away the perception that you are somebody who leads into the future. Because if you haven't thought about it before, the future is always outside of the organization. Always. That's what the future is. It's something that hasn't happened yet. Well, and the company is happening internally. So yeah, you've got to worry about the future outside. I think we talk about this at the Effective Executive Conference, which we have in 2 weeks here, which is, we're going to do things internally today to affect the outside of our company tomorrow.
There you go. So we'll stop here and we'll continue this next time. Everyone take care.